Welcome back to Sportscaster.com's Open Mic with Johnny Kane on WJR. Once again, featuring sports commentary and stories brought to you by the most compelling rising stars in sports broadcasting. Here's Johnny Kane.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Johnny Kane, here on Open Mic. Our two special guests and our special college football preview show, Carter Lutz from the University of Miami and Cooper Schoenberg from Indiana University. And although you may not be able to see them right now, they're both clad in their school's respective colors. Carter with a Miami flag draped over his shoulders, looking good. And Cooper looking good with the IU threads, per usual. Just to recap, these guys have been best buddies since going way back, going back to kindergarten class. And now their respective schools will be facing off on Monday night for the national championship down in Miami, Florida. So, all right, fellas, when we get into the game itself, is it fair to say that it's not just a Cinderella story based on what Indiana has done? Because if you look at what Indiana accomplished last year, you could almost see the writing on the wall that they would be in position to maybe make a run. Is there a bit of a Cinderella tale to Miami because of the fact that, as Cooper mentioned in the earlier segment, you guys almost didn't make the college football playoff, right? With two losses going in, you know, maybe Notre Dame could have gotten in. You know, you guys might have been on the outside looking in, playing in another bowl and watching the college football playoff unfold. Do you feel like either side is playing up the fact that this is, as we as sports fans like to say, a Cinderella type story?
I think Miami, there's definitely a vibe around the school, a vibe around the fans and everything that this is a Cinderella run. Not only because they almost got in and, you know, didn't think they were even going to get in, but the fact that they've won these games and how they've won these games and just being underdogs against Ohio State by 10 points, pretty big underdog against A&M as well. You do get that vibe and you do get that feeling when it comes to Miami.
Cool.
Yeah, I think kind of going back to what I said earlier, I think it's a Cinderella story for both sides. And that's what makes this whole thing so special. I mean, Miami barely got in, and Indiana for, you know, 138 now, last 2 years, 136 years of existence, aside from the 1960s Rose Bowl bid and doing whatever there, we have not been a football program. And so for us to, on this squad, have no 5-stars and 7 4-stars, and us to make it to where we are and to beat Oregon 56-22 and to dismantle, you know, such a blue blood in Alabama in the Rose Bowl, which I was at, which was amazing to see. I think that's what makes this matchup so special. Miami almost didn't have a chance, and Indiana has been counted out, you know, their entire history of the program. Right. So I think that's what makes it so special.
And it's two, like, big brands. So for Indiana, they've never been in a national championship. Obviously, everyone's bought it now. But Miami, they're known as a historic program, but the last 23 years have been brutal. And they've been waiting for a season like this. Now that they have it, everyone's clinging on to it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, a ton of credit goes to both the coaching staffs, Mario Cristobal at Miami. He's well thought of, well regarded in the college football ranks. And then with Coach Sig, Kurt Cignetti, you know, as people start to learn his story, I almost feel like at first they thought there was this arrogant, brash, you know, who's this guy coming from James Madison and can he do it again? And he's done it again. And I look at it from a standpoint of, when I look at like Coach Sig's story, you know, he spent the 1 year as an assistant under Nick Saban. And then when he got an opportunity to become a head coach, you know, like IUPUI or whatever. And then, you know, it wasn't at these major level programs. He's like deeper into his life, like into his coaching life. And to be able to have this opportunity in front of him, I think it's just a great story for any of us that are like chasing our dream. It's like, well, when's it going to happen for me? Or when's it going to happen? He said he always knew in his bones he wanted to be a head coach and to be a long time, you know, an assistant. You know, at some point he had to go out on his own and he started at smaller schools. And now has turned around, to your point, Coop, the losingest program in college football history. It's unbelievable. And he's a walking soundbite. He obviously has all the confidence in the world. He micromanages everything. And I just look at their story and I say, okay, as people learn more about IU, there's a lot of talk about, well, they dominated the transfer portal. They brought all these guys in. They're an older team, right, by age, like average age, somewhere around like 23. What do you make of like people that are starting to pick away? I don't know, say, chip away at the mystique of what made Indiana, Indiana, when they say a lot of these guys, you know, are upperclassmen and they're just this conglomerate of guys they brought in the transfer portal and it can't last.
At the end of the day, football is a team sport. And so the coach has to be able to play with the players, and the players have to go along with the coach. And that's why I think we are so good, where you got Kirk Cignetti, who has just been bouncing around from Pitt to NC State to Alabama to IUP, you know, to Elon to James Madison. And now he's here and he's coaching these guys that either stayed at Indiana, which was, you know, didn't have much of a reputation beforehand, or he took his boys from JMU and now they're doing something special. And a lot of these guys were low stars or no stars.
Yeah.
Right? Right. They weren't thought of as the biggest or the best, but they are out there to prove, you know, something not only to themselves, but to the world, and put everybody on notice to show how good they are, how good they can be. And it doesn't matter how big of a name you are coming out of high school. It's what you do with the opportunities you are given. So I think Cignetti is able just to get his guys on the same playing field. Everybody has the same vision in mind. Like, let's go prove something to everybody else. We don't have to prove something to ourselves because we know how good we are, but you don't have to be, you know, sought after, go to a big time high school. Like, you can work your way from the ground up and bring yourself to glory. I think that's what makes this Indiana squad so special, when you have guys like Aiden Fisher and Isaiah Jones and Elijah Surratt that were next to nothing. Our Heisman quarterback was a very, very low recruit and then ends up going to Cal and hits the transfer portal like so many do and is now the Heisman winning quarterback. I think this team is just so special in the way that everybody complements each other so perfectly, it seems like. But if there's one thing to know about this squad, it's having a chip on your shoulder is definitely the driving force. And it's what makes this team so special. I'm getting fired up.
And what about Miami, Carter? When you look at like Carson Beck, like your starting quarterback, you know, how old is he right now? He's like 20.
Yeah, he's 23, 24 maybe.
He's older, and I know he's like older upperclassman. Obviously, he's, you know, had come from Georgia, and listening to Cristobal always talking about go 1-0. You know, we're just got to go 1-0 this week, 1-0 this week. He feels like his message has been driven home too, as far as, you know, the player belief. Obviously, their defense, I think, is what a lot of people love about them. But you saw the poise at the quarterback position, which has gotten them to win some of these upset wins. I think you would say the A&M and the Ohio State game. How well do you feel like he fits the brand, obviously being a Miami guy, how much he fits what that university needs right now?
Oh, he's everything. And the main reason why they're here right now, clear and simple, because when it comes to University of Miami football, it's about the history right now. It's about the team of the 80s. They won a championship in the 90s, as well in the 2000s. This early 2000s, though, and this program has kind of forgot what it's like to be a dominant team, to be that team in college football, which they were. Back in the day. And for Cristobal to come in and bring what I think is so important, and what I like to think about when it comes to this game, is championship DNA. And that is what Miami has right now. In the past couple of seasons, what Miami has done, and really in the past 15 years, is they have the talent, they look good, the leadership stalls out, and the team stalls out, hits a bump in the road, and they don't come back. What this team did differently is they have the right leadership in place, they have the experience. And not only that, but when they hit that bump in the road, they kept going and they kept fighting and they were able to come back, finish the season really strong. They gave them a chance and they've shown what they can do. So this team just kind of embodies everything that's been wrong with Miami the last 20 years and how they're just pushing all the rest of that stuff away. And as you said, Mario Cristobal, he won championships with Miami. He knows what it's like. Jimmy Johnson was his head coach. And for him, this is his life goal. This is what he thinks he's been put on this planet to do, and that's coach the Miami Hurricanes and bring a championship back to Miami.
Obviously, the game being played in Miami adds a different dynamic to it. We have seen how well Indiana travels. They've got like the largest alumni base, you know, in the continental U.S. And I've seen a national championship game down there at Hard Rock Stadium, Ohio State, Alabama. Didn't go in favor of the Buckeyes that day. But anyway, incredible stadium. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. We'll get into that if there is a home field advantage. And then also, we've heard a little bit of talk about who might play a Kurt Cignetti or a Fernando Mendoza in a movie. Think about this before we go to break. Some of the greatest movies in history, sports movies, you think of like Rudy, based in South Bend, Indiana. Think of Hoosiers, based on the Milan High School team from 1954. Indiana just seems to have what it takes when it comes to making these movies that you're like, that can't be real, but it is real. And it's happening right now. All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Cooper and Carter here on Open Mic right after this.